Hi, happy Sunday, and welcome to Lost Worlds in Distant Places. This is Alice. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so excited to be here on WGXC with you all. I almost just said welcome back to Lost Worlds, but this is actually the first official episode, the second episode that exists, but the first episode in the official time slot, which is now every third Sunday, once a month, every third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the program will last 30 minutes. I'm so excited. Lost Worlds in Distant Places is going to be different every time. It is different every time. It's usually about going somewhere, whatever that means, and it is made using archival and found sound and listener submissions. I hope that's not too vague, but I think it's also kind of a vague program in some ways, and we're gonna see where it takes us, and maybe that's the fun part of it. I do know that I will always be your host, no matter what. So yeah, I'm grateful to be on the radio waves and grateful to be here with you all. So for this week's episode, I am going to be taking us to a place, but I just want to tell you a little bit about it before we begin. So, I recently moved. I've been in this new apartment for about a week and a half. Or no, it was about 2 weeks now. It's my new apartment. It is a new apartment to me, but the building was built in 1917, and the building has an elevator inside of it. I've been feeling very much in hibernation mode. If you're familiar with tarot, kind of like the hermit card, I feel like I've been going more inward and feeling kind of solitary and low energy in some ways. I think it has a lot to do with the season that we're in, winter. And also just the world, general exhaustion, these kinds of things. So if you've been feeling this way, you're not alone. But I also don't think it's always a bad thing. I think it's nice to feel things in cycles, and sometimes important to slow down. I think it's often important to slow down. I am looking forward to the change of season though, and hopefully getting some momentum back, spending time with others, more like butterfly energy that is to come, community. Yeah. I guess I'm kind of going on a tangent, but all this to say, in my hibernation and since moving into this building, I've really been enjoying these trips in this elevator, which is interesting because I think in the past elevators have definitely been something that induce anxiety for me. Just because it's kind of like a total loss of control, and You have to accept that this little box is going to bring you to your destination and not lock you inside of it. And just trust, and also go on the elevator's time, which is hard for me. Just like a release of control. But recently, and since experiencing this elevator in this building, there's been a shift. I've been enjoying these elevator rides just as these moments of solitude. Well, not always. Sometimes they're shared experiences with others in the elevator, but always kind of these moments to slow down. Feels like I'm entering a little vortex and there's not much to do except for just be, and then eventually you'll get to your floor. I think that I specifically have been enjoying this elevator because it has a radio in it, and the radio plays 24/7. Now, saying that out loud, it sounds like it could potentially be a nightmare, but it's something I've actually really been enjoying. And I guess the radio isn't necessarily inside the elevator, but you experience the radio when in the elevator. That's kind of where the mystery lies. On the basement floor, you can hear it the most. On the first floor, it's also very apparent. And then as you ascend higher into the building, you start to lose touch with the sounds and they change. And yeah, it's fun. And the station does change. I've noticed that, which puts my theory to rest that someone had just dropped a small radio into the elevator shaft, and so we were experiencing some kind of infinite radio that was just gonna play forever until the radio died. So I know that that's not happening now because the station changes, but I haven't really been able to ask anyone about what's going on due to the fact that I haven't been here very long, but also because of my work schedule right now, I'm not crossing paths with almost anyone in the building, which is unfortunate also because I'm really looking forward to meeting my neighbors and getting to know them and also discussing this radio situation. But yeah, I haven't had the opportunity yet, so this radio is a mystery to me. And it's also been a source of calm, and I wanted to show it to you. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I've been talking for way too long. Let's just go inside it. You can listen with me. I hope it's meditative, gives you some time to slow down and relax. Maybe you have some ideas about where the sounds are coming from. I'm not sure, but I hope it doesn't induce claustrophobia. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. This is the lost world we're visiting today, the elevator. And yeah, let me just show you. Instead of trying to explain it over and over again, you can just walk with me.
cup.
Oh, now you want to cup.
Okay, we're back. I guess we're out of our journey from experiencing the elevator radio, and sounds from within the elevator. If you missed the intro to this past 30 minutes, I, Alice, took you with me inside the elevator of the building I just moved into, which happens to have a radio in it that plays 24/7. And that's what we just experienced. I hope it was meditative and not stressful. I hope you enjoyed it in some capacity. Either way, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Lost Worlds in Distant Places. I enjoyed traveling from floor 1 to floor 6 with you back and forth. And this was my first official program in the official time slot of third Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on WGXC. I'm looking forward to next month being back. We'll see what is to come for Lost World, but each episode is made from mostly archival sound, found sound, and listener submissions, and it will be different every time. So again, thanks for listening, being here with me. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I think that's all I have. Okay.